On Wednesday night, the U.S. ambassador to Russia, John Sullivan, hand-delivered the American response to Russia's demands for increased security guarantees amid its standoff with the West over Ukraine. The letter, several pages long, repeats the Biden administration's position. U.S. troops go where they're wanted. Individual countries decide whether they want to join NATO. And Russia must abandon any plans to invade Ukraine. Moscow says it has no such plans.
The document is with them, and the ball is in their court. We'll see what we do. As I've said repeatedly, whether they choose the path of diplomacy and dialogue, whether they decide to renew aggression against Ukraine, we're prepared either way.
Good to see you again.
But the U.S. also offered some proposals it thinks could reassure Russian President Vladimir Putin and his government. Renewed arms control deals, improved transparency on U.S. engagement in Ukraine, and changes to U.S.-NATO exercises in Eastern Europe. The Russians received a similar note from NATO leadership in a bid to head off possible conflict in Ukraine.
We call on Russia once again to immediately de-escalate the situation. NATO firmly believes that tensions and disagreements must be resolved through dialogue and diplomacy.
NATO is offering to host negotiations between the U.S. and Russia to resolve the crisis, but Stoltenberg told reporters 5,000 NATO rapid response troops can be called up in just a few days if needed. But Washington and its European allies have stepped up deliveries of military aid to Kyiv, including defensive weapons. Unity among Western nations, though, has not been complete. Germany, notably, hasn't provided any military aid to Kyiv, ostensibly because of its reliance on oil and gas deliveries from Russia. The U.S. reportedly is trying to address those concerns.
I'm absolutely confident in German solidarity, in being with together with us and other allies and partners in confronting renewed Russian aggression against Ukraine.
Meantime, the U.S. and Russia are still locked in a spat over diplomatic visas. 26 Russian diplomats and their families left Washington on Wednesday because of what the Russian ambassador calls ongoing harassment by American authorities. U.S. officials say it's now up to Moscow to respond to what the Americans consider reasonable proposals to end the crisis. But they say they're still ready to impose the harshest sanctions possible if Moscow orders its troops to invade Ukraine. Rosalind Jordan, Al Jazeera, the State Department.